been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. Sorry for the delay. We had to make y'all a little sit there and marinate a little bit. This is your boy Handsome Lion in the building. Let's go, team. Introduce yourself.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy, Black Success, Coney Island, Brooklyn. What it is? What it do out here? Yeah. Y'all already know. June 3rd.
Okay, starting already.
God damn. Your favorite tomboy, Danny, aka Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Bad Girl Tanya. I'm in the building. What's up?
Team is formed, y'all. Hope everybody feeling good. Thank you for pulling up. You know what I'm saying? Before we get started, everybody just share that. Everybody need to share. We got another dope show for y'all today. We're going to be talking about, well, first off, we're going to start off talking about mama's boys and daddy's girls or whatever. So, you know, before we get to the other people, any of y'all mama's boy, daddy's girl?
I'm a daddy's girl.
Your mama's boy? Well, daddy's girls. Let's talk about daddy's girl. Like, what makes you a daddy's girl? Like, what do you? What makes you a daddy's girl?
Attached to my dad. That's like my favorite parent. That's my...
Like, you still call him for everything?
No.
That's not
a daddy's girl.
That's something like the daddy's girl.
The daddy's girl, it's just like the parent you're just more attached to. But it's not like a dependency, so to
that's
say.
That's the one I'm talking about. That's how we talking about.
Or you're talking about the people who got issues.
Not issues. It's some people who...
What do you mean? It's
super...
Yeah.
Nah,
that's not
it's
issues.
Like if I have to call my father for everything, like...
That's a daddy's girl.
But how is that issues?
That is kind of
after
like the definition
after for
of,
everything
mama,
I gotta call my
mama.
Adults. He didn't raise me properly, so I can make decisions on my own.
Some people call their boyfriend a girlfriend for everything.
No, I'm not calling my parents everything. That's how I was raised, to be on my own. So I'm close to my father.
But that's
what
a parent is for the rest of your life. If your parent is there,
okay,
that's what they're for.
They're there to support me, not literally tell me. All right,
hold
doing.
On, real quick before I.
What, that's what I'm saying.
You said you're a daddy's girl. So what do you think the definition of a daddy's girl
is? It's just for me. It's just the parent you're more attached to.
So if you was talking to a dude and you said, "Oh, this he's a mama's boy," what would your definition be for that dude?
He's attached to his mom.
Put the volume up. They said.
I told him.
Okay. That's how I look at it.
But what is the attachment mean?
What does that mean?
And that's the difference. That's what I'm saying. That there are people who have attachments where it's like they can't function without it. And then there's people who are, this is my parent. I'm really close with them. They're my world. But there's no like direct dependency on them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Real little girl. We ain't good. Danny, you said
why you sound angry?
No, I'm not angry. Oh,
okay, what good. Is your
happy
my definition of a daddy's girl?
Basically, you said you're
I am a daddy's girl.
So what do you
I don't call my
that?
Father for everything, but I do call my father like when I need advice, when like anything, like I would do anything for my father and vice versa. Like I'm very attached to him. I go to him for if I have any questions, comments, concerns, whatever it is, like that's my dad. I ride for my father.
I
also like to say that my father's opinion matters.
It should matter. It's your parent.
I'm just saying, like, but
your
like
mama's opinion matter.
My mother's opinion does matter, but my father's opinion matters. Like,
about
I take his thoughts and whatever his advice and everything. Like, it's high for me.
Okay, I get it. Are you a mama's boy?
You look like mama's boy.
Nah, I'm not. I'm nothing. I'm just me.
What do you define as a mama's boy? Since we are
guy's side. A mama's. You see, there's some dudes that I feel like, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think like people who's making fun of, you know, mama's boys are usually looked down upon from people because it's like women are kind of jealous of it because it's like that's the relationship they want the dude to have with them opposed to just with his mom or have a stronger bond like that with his mom. But I think, you know, that's the woman that birthed him. You know what I mean? Like, even some dudes are, you know, I seen a picture of a dude taking his mom to prom because she missed her prom to birth him. And people are looking down at it. Oh, you got to grow up. You got to do.
What?
That's his mom. For real? Yeah, like, that's his mom. Like, what do you mean? You understand? But a mama's boy, there's nothing wrong with that because that's the person that brought you here.
But it depends on what the level is because sometimes, like, with daddy's girls, I think daddy's girls, some of them could be a little bit more mature because of that masculinity. You know what I mean? Not saying, I mean, we're, of course, women have that, let me lean on you or whatever, like that babying thing. But for a guy, when he's a mama's boy, that babying thing looks immature, like it could look immaturely to other people. Like, I've had a friend, and he was a grown man, but his mom is still washing his clothes because she lives downstairs. She got keys to his house. She's coming to his house, like stuff like that. And it's just like, if that was my man, that couldn't happen.
His mama couldn't wash his clothes no more?
No, you're a grown man.
But that's what I'm saying, Danny, is that at that point, that's a dependency. Like, why your mom turning keys? You can be a mama's boy, and you could not be baby. You could actually flip on the other side where you're just taught how to function properly with a woman in the house, and you develop... You pull positive things out of it. It's not like she's gonna wipe my mouth and cook my food and whatever all the time. Sometimes it's just.
But that's what everybody think of when they think of mama's boy. I know that's what I think
don't
of. Think.
My about thing it. Is for that's me. What I don't think about when it comes to mama's boys. Just speaking on that end is like usually the mom is very active in his life, even in his love life. With mm-hmm. women and mm-hmm. mama, like with daddy's girls. The man, like, your father's usually not active in your, like, in your love life. He doesn't have an opinion in your love life. He's just a protector. You know what I mean? He protects you. With the mama, it's like, she knows your business. She giving your girlfriend advice. Like, she's telling her how to treat you. And it's like, hell no. Like, you can't tell me how to treat him. And I'm not saying that you can't have a great relationship with your mother. You know what I mean? Of course, you should have a great relationship with your mother. But when it comes to a point where it seems like you're dating your mother, that's a problem.
I don't know how mama boy is like such a negative thing. I think it's a positive thing.
It's a positive thing that, you know what I'm saying, dude who takes care of his mother and listens to his mother's opinion. But like you said, it shouldn't be like a handicap.
Yeah.
Go ahead, talk.
I feel like it's like a Most females grow up and have a bad relationship with their mom because mm-hmm. they want to do adult things under the roof that their mom is providing. So they, you know, usually bump heads and part ways. That's why a lot of females be like, oh, I've been on my own since I was 16, since I was 17, since I was 18. Not really because your mom kicked you out, but you wanted to do, you know,
what you wanted
head of the household shit when you was just on the lease. You wasn't really paying bills or anything. You understand? So that clash is what made you leave. So I say that just to say sometimes when I think they say mama's boy, there's a jealousy there of a relationship with the mom that the female never had and never got to experience.
I don't agree, but go ahead. Okay, no, go ahead. No. Let you talk. You didn't talk. Speak.
Like
you got time today. I think I forgot my train of thought.
How long make you forget your train
he
of
didn't
thought?
Make me forget it.
It'd be like that sometimes.
It wasn't that.
Well, I was just saying that I also agree with you when in the mama boy aspect is when it's too overbearing or whatever you said. Like as a grown man, I don't think your mom should be doing your laundry. You shouldn't be making your dinner every night, dropping it to you, or you gonna mm-hmm. pick it up. Just stuff like that was just like, or even though you supposed to, you you can't value your mother's opinion in dating. She shouldn't, as an adult, she shouldn't be the end all, like, mm-hmm. of end your all decisions. Be all. Yeah, your decisions. That. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I have an issue with you, if we get into an argument, your mother shouldn't be telling me nothing. You get what I'm saying? Like, my mother or my father, they're not gonna step over those boundaries because it's none of their business, and they already know. Like, my relationships are my relationships. You don't come into my relationships. You could give me whatever advice you want to give me from outside, but you can't talk to him and tell him what he should be doing with me, and so vice versa. That doesn't make sense. Yes, it does make sense. You ever see, what's that movie with Terrence, when Terrence J was married to...
They had an unhealthy relationship in that movie.
You get what I'm saying? Well, she didn't even want to marry him at one point.
But my thing is, that's the Kevin Hart joint.
Think like a man.
But my thing is, that example is at the extreme. And it wasn't even on him. It was on the mom who was trying to put herself in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And he tried it. He did at a point in time cut it off.
After she had a problem, he wasn't cutting nothing. No, he was lying to her, telling her that he was doing other stuff or saying this is this person calling when it was his mother trying to, like, he had to do everything.
Well, she was probably jealous, because she was getting mad about him hanging out watching TV with her.
No. Exactly. That mother was doing too much. That mother was doing too much, definitely, in that movie.
Well, because she was, but it was
a
lot
of jealousy. I dated a mama's boy. I'm in a relationship with a mama's boy. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you could have... He's a mama's boy. You can have a good relationship with your mom. You can value your mom, and that could be the parent you hold tight to. Mm-hmm. But you're not dependent on them. He does things. It's like, okay, your mother opinion is valued, but it's not the end all be all.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense, because at the end of the day, think about it like this. If you had kids and your kids didn't like the person you was dating, they wasn't getting along with the person you dated, it really rubbed them off bad. Would that factor in? That's a big factor. Mm-hmm. If my kids can't deal with my girl,
the reason could be that I don't like your new boyfriend because they're not my father. So because they're not my dad, I don't like them. But if it's a situation where he's messed up,
but it's gonna factor in. It's gonna factor in heavily.
But you gotta also remember, Black.
No, it doesn't mean you cut them off, but it factors in heavily. And that's why the mother opinion does matter. It weighs heavily.
But you gotta factor in also with the kids. You're highly more likely to be living on the same roof with your kids than you are with your mom. Mm-hmm. So that's why the kids will more or less will definitely have a bigger weight than your mom's opinion with parents. That's how I feel about it. I think parents should be guys. Parents should be lighthouses. But if you're the person who can't do, and especially as an adult, if you can't make a decision on your own or confidently without the full backing of your parent, it says a lot about you.
But that also depends on your parent, because you have some parents, like, I just say, you have some parents who are like, they're the women more than likely for a mama's boy. Women more than likely are the nurturers. So depending on that kid is only gonna be able to do what the parent allows him to do. My oldest, he's a mama's boy. But I keep that boundary there because he's a boy. So you're not going to be so independent on me because I'm not always going to be here. So I teach him certain things that if I'm not here, you know how to take care of yourself. If you want to do stuff, you're not going to just come and ask me to do something just because you want me to do it because I'm your parent. No,
exactly.
You're old enough, you could do it. But at the same time, you have these parents who kind of treat their boys like they're their men. So they, yes, the kid is being, the kid wants to be dependent on their parent, and that parent is allowing that to happen, and that's where the shit fucks up, where they get into a relationship, and now it's a problem because they expect you to do the same things and treat them and baby them the way their parent did.
So
and
you
I
can't date
agree with you on that.
A mama's boy?
Not to that extent, no.
Lie's a mama's boy.
What does that have to do with
that? I'm just saying, lie is a mama's boy. So we should let Lai weigh in.
I don't even like my mother.
I hope she's watches.
But like you said, Danny, like how you say he's a mama's boy, but he has boundaries. That's what I'm saying. You could have an attachment to a parent, but not the dependency on mm-hmm. them. And that's healthy.
Just I guess it's just the problem when it becomes a dependency or
it's problem when it's
overbearing or the lines seem like it gets blurred when your mama basically becomes like your girlfriend mm-hmm. and vice versa. And
when you
and
have
chicks
issues.
That treat their fathers like their boyfriends and shit like that, or you know, I guess that's when
there's a psychological term for that. I forgot.
That's the extreme.
That's the extreme.
That's extreme, but it's real.
That's extreme. That's
There's nothing
it's
wrong with being though. A mother's boy. If it's you are real. A mama's boy, be a
I've
mama's
had a,
boy.
I've
your
mama's into...
boy is cool, but don't overdo it. Like they said, certainly, I don't think your mom should be doing your laundry. Like you, they said, yes. I'm drop. I know dudes that, yeah, I'm bringing my clothes back to my mother's house, so you're going to wash them.
That's,
and
you a grown man. Why
yeah,
the fuck?
Like, no.
Why
he
the
he
fuck?
Was dead like, oh, no. My mother's doing my laundry. I'm like, you're 31. Your mom is doing your laundry. He's dead he ass. Was dead ass 31. I was like, your mother's doing your laundry? He's like, yeah. And she came and she brought me grapes
so
and stuff.
It,
and I'm like, what?
D
like,
said is the Oedipus complex when you have that dependency. That's what I say. It's an issue if it's that bad. That's what? That's what I said originally. It's in the comments. I'm not going to pronounce it again.
Yeah,
but it's an issue,
it
a psychological issue, when it's at that point the two of y'all describing it at. Yeah. But it's not as itself, being a daddy's girl, as a mama's boy, it's not bad.
But I also think it's not a serious, it's not a real issue if, I think people get like that when they ultimately don't have a partner in life, so they do start depending on their mother. So it could be broken, like you said, if a girl come along, like if you start doing laundry, you're going to be like, nah, I like the way my mama do it. Like he's gonna take the laundry from, you
my
know
mother's
what I'm
doing like this.
But if he got somebody who, you know what I'm saying, that could be his partner 50-50, then he's not gonna lean on
but
his
then, but then look at it like this.
But now she ain't gonna wanna do it.
You give like, a chick their laundry. She come back, who you think I am? Yep, your mother?
Exactly.
But look
that's
at
a fact.
Look at
that's
this.
A flip. That's
you
gotta
bring
that
to your mama.
That's a fact.
It's a loose
as
you lose twice.
As soon as
now your mama don't do your laundry, and Shorty looking at you like, I ain't your mama.
You gotta bring that shit to your mama.
That's I'm gonna
women,
be like, do it
women
yourself.
Women be jealous of that relationship.
I see what you're doing with
it. They
I
do.
See
they do. I hear you.
I
but it depends.
So you think? Hold on. So you think that they basically be jealous because they? You think a woman be jealous because they'll never be number one?
No, woman. You see that relationship seems or it is deemed as an obsession. And that's what women want you to be. They, whoever your girlfriend is or shorty, she wants you to be all about her all day, every day, breakfast, lunch, dinner. But this is what they want. So now, if she get to have front row seats to see you be so, quote unquote, obsessed with another woman, even though that's your mother, she'll look at it in a disgusting way. And make it seem like it's more than what it is, just out of that jealousy, because that's really what she want you to be over her.
So
God
let's bring it to shows.
That was basic.
Let's bring it to shows. When Martin and Gina got together, Martin was a mama's boy. It played in on that show a couple of times when he got sick and he was like, my mother does it this way or whatever. Every time she came, she tried to intervene to the point where Gina was just like, no, I got this. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I do think that it could be a point where it was just like, you'll never be number one. Because I feel like on the flip side, just my opinion, because I don't know, I'm not a guy. But when a guy is dealing with a daddy's girl, it becomes a competition as well. Because it's like,
that's true.
How can I fill that void if your father's already there? You know what I mean? Like, if you're a daddy's girl and you, like, you're relying on your father for everything or whatever, where do I fit in? How do I step in? And it's the same thing with women. Where do I fit in? How do I step in and fill that void when that void, like, if there is no void? Your mother's right in that place. I can't even move because she's there.
But any woman with
that's why I like women
be,
with no daddies.
You shouldn't want
to. Yo, what the
good.
Fuck is
that
wrong
good.
With you?
That was good. But, like, you shouldn't want to be. Why? What is the, why you want to be number one? Yeah. I don't want to. He has a mom. Why you want to be number one?
So when you get married, you the one who said that
no,
sushi
when
is
you,
saving sushi.
When you get married,
what changes?
Then your wife become number
you
one.
Feel
all right,
a
so
kind
how,
of,
do
wait,
you, how do you
feel
push
feel
your
as
mother
a girl,
out the way?
You're always number
you
two.
You feel a kind of way, though, if your girl's a daddy's, like a daddy's girl, and whatever she needs done, you're her man. But
she
always,
is a daddy's girl.
I know, but, right,
but
imagine,
what I do.
Imagine sushi never asked you for anything or never made you feel like you're needed because she got a dad. You know what I'm saying? She always hit her dad. Oh, I caught a flight today, but I called my dad. Oh, I seen his bag, I called my dad. Or, you know what I'm saying? Anything.
Give me his number two. Let him help us both. Listen, man, listen. I don't need to be reconfirmed that I'm a man. I know
but
what I'm
if,
a man.
Right, but what if it's a bigger scale? What if she's making big decisions in y'all life, but she just talked to her dad?
See, that's an issue.
You see?
Nah, that's an issue.
Because
I'm a
like Danny said, I listen to my dad. He's high on his thing. So imagine like you in a relationship with Danny. She talked to her dad and she just do what she do. She come in with her hair blue. She mad.
First of all, Danny's not my type.
Why do I have to? Why do I gotta hair, ask about
I'm
my
I'm not in the blueberry
I'm just saying because
hair.
you just gave
know,
the
but
you said
that's
how
true.
Big
yeah.
So if you was I just a bet and put the question to you. So if you was in a relationship and you had going through something, whatever. Would you do like a life altering decision without asking your partner just because you spoke to your dad and your dad was like, nah, that's the thing to do?
No. Because my father, there's no dependency on my father. My father's not that type of father. My father's the one that will be there. He'll do whatever he needs to do. He helps you whatever he needs to. But he's not the person that you have to rely on. He puts stuff, like he's instilled certain things in me where it's like, you can handle it on your own. But if you can't, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the same type of parent. You get what I'm saying? With my boys. So at the end of the day, if I'm with somebody, my father is trusting that person. Like just saying, if we was to take it to that level, or if we was thinking about certain things, like my father is that person that is just like, I trust him to take care of you.
Okay.
Because you're here now.
Tanya, you got something to say?
I'm kidding. For me, if I'm in a relationship, I make decisions with that person.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I can't remember the last time I even asked any of my parents for advice on anything. That's, once again, but that's just how I was raised, to just be a fully functioning adult.
Should I just talk to my father this morning?
That's
why you're single.
That was another basic.
Whatever.
I'm just saying, that's just who I am. I have an attachment. I adore my father. I love him. I thank him for everything he's done in my life. I do know that's my rock. If anything ever goes haywire, I know I could always run home and daddy's there. But I am almost 30 years old. What the fuck am I doing? Can't function as an adult. I T'Challa's dad told him when they were in Wakanda, he's like, a man who has not prepared his children for his death has failed as a father.
That's a fact.
You, so
she hit a home run.
I'm just saying. So that's why for me it's kind of just crazy that people really have these just really want to attach their parents to the point where it's like, damn, I can't imagine my life without them. Learn to live your life with your parents. You can value them all you want, but use the values they give you to make decisions.
I feel like a lot of times when it becomes that complex that they were talking about is when there's
Oedipus.
It's not Oedipus. It starts with an O.
It's Oedipus.
That's what I said.
And the girl is the Electra complex.
Okay.
The things you could.
Most girls
the group,
but
that's the same thing.
I think that what it is it becomes that deep when there's that absent parent. So there becomes an attachment. Like, usually men are attached to their parent that strongly, just my opinion, when there is an absent, like, the guy, he doesn't have his dad. So his mom is doing everything, and his mom, she might be a single parent or something like that, so she attaches to that kid, too, as well. Same thing with the dad. The dad might not be, like, the mother might not be involved or whatever it is, and when you become so attached to that parent, it's like, that's the where the dependency happens. Just my opinion.
No, I don't know if it's
but with
being
the,
absent.
To me, I
because
just feel
just
like
gravitate.
With the girl is different. No.
The girl gravitates to the guy.
But a, if
the
a
boy
guy,
gravitates
but see,
to their mother.
It's different with women. It's different with women because to me, I feel like mama's boys and yeah, mama's boys and daddy's girls are different. When it comes to mama's boys, there's a crazy attachment there. When it comes to daddy's girls, it's usually not a crazy attachment there unless it's some fucking crazy shit. But even in movies, just bringing up movies, when you see women who are like attached to their dad like that, the mom is usually not there. Maybe the mom passed away or something like that. It's something crazy when it gets to that point where everything is relied on their dad. They're under their dad all the time. They're doing this, they're doing that. I just feel like
it could be just society just emasculates men when they just have this idea of a dependency on a female.
What do you mean?
So when it comes, even if it's your girlfriend, mm-hmm. guys get teased because they say, I want to go home to my girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like there's just this thing about masculinity where it's like, all right, you hold a female so high, what's wrong with you? Why you want to go home to your girl so soon? All the guys chilling here having beers. Why you running home to her, son? Stay with the guys. You know, why are you dependent on your mom like that? You're supposed to be an old man. When it's like they negate a a strong female, and we as women feel it, because when we start being strong females now, it's like the guys kind of go into the, okay, I'm not masculine enough.
Oh shit, my mother watching.
What is a strong female? just for
fuck you, Gloria.
It does. Don't do that. Just a female leadership role. I'm just gonna say that.
Me,
anybody could. You could take whatever definition you want to take.
What did you say?
A female in a leadership role.
I'm a strong female. I'm okay with that.
You have no choice.
Oh my god!
Oh, you got time today. I got time too.
So going back to what I was originally saying, people usually see a mama's boy as worse than a daddy's girl because of that dependency in a woman. Mm. I think that's why, even though the relationship is the same, the fact that the men is the head in the daddy girl situation and the woman is the head in the mommy boy situation, they look at it as, okay, you got a problem because you're dependent on a woman.
I don't think a guy, if it's that serious, where I'm just thinking of just movies where I've seen this shit, like in the movie Peoples or whatever, when she was a daddy's girl, like
Peoples.
Yeah,
it's a funny movie. But they script in these complexes too, you know.
But they are fiction, but they're based on certain things, because I've seen a dad, okay. Mama's boy.
We gotta wrap it up. This is
the
last on the mommy. Okay, we gotta jump to the next one. We doing good, but yay or nay for mama's girl? Daddy like that?
In a relationship, in one.
So yay.
I love it because he values mom.
No.
I accept people however they come. You know
me too.
Mean?
I don't judge. Okay. I don't judge.
I'm not judging. Everybody loves now.
I don't judge. Yeah. So, all right. We're moving on to the next topic. We're going to talk about engagements. Yeah. Engagements. Like, but.
You should have paid attention.
Right. Yeah, man. You didn't pay attention in class, bro. Yeah, but you always ready.
I mean, you know.
It's all right. Bad practice. All right. So, we talk about engagements. You're dating. You finally get engaged. A beautiful thing, or you're dating. How long do you wait? So we start off with that.
How long do you wait for what?
To get engaged. You're dating.
How long do you wait to get engaged when you're dating?
How long did you wait before you engaged?
A year.
Now. Wow. To say like in your mind, because everybody's different.
So. Yeah. Everyone's different. For me, I guess because of my other relationships, it made it a little bit easier to know what I didn't want and what I needed. It was easy to identify that. And when I was able to see that, oh, snap, this is like, how could I say it? It's like going to the store and you only had enough for one, but they had a special that day. They had two for one. You like, God damn, I'm going to end up getting two. I only bought enough for one. I'm going to end up getting two. It's buy one, get one free. What the fuck? And I just felt like that. And I just said, you know what? Get that dollar pizza, my nigga.
I ain't going to lie, sir. You struck out with that. Now,
you know what? I was in that chain of thought, and I wanted to put it right, but I didn't want to really dance on y'all like
See,
that.
See, you ain't Barry Bonds, you know right, I mean? Now. Yeah, man. Like, I don't even know.
But, so. I mean, it's... Just to be serious for 1 second, it's different reasons for everybody. For me, I just, you know, I fell in love, and Shorty was. I'm not gonna say everything I ever asked for, but I would say a very, very, very close to what I would want. You know what I mean? In a woman.
You did it in a year, but you didn't have a time frame in mind when you.
No, never had a time frame.
Let me talk to women, because you know this is big on women. Women, I ain't wasting 10 years, 5 years.
But that's the thing,
so
though.
Now
too.
I need to hear the
that's
women.
The thing, though. Wait. Too. Just to put this out there before you go, I wasn't pressured. It was never a conversation. It was never nothing.
And that's a beautiful thing.
I mean, this is all.
So something you want
to do? We never had the conversation about it. We never nothing. This was just something I just felt like. You know what? I feel like I'm not gonna entertain anyone else. Okay. At this point, this is where I'm at, and that's what it is. See, most people, they try to put the pressure in order for the action to happen. That ain't the way to get it there. You know what I mean? You can always tell them post a picture of their fingers. But go ahead.
Heard that from the black man. But all right, let's talk to the ladies now. Start with Tanya. How long Are you willing to wait for engagement? You know, let me see.
I got engaged in 6 months before, and then I got engaged after 2 years. Like, for me, it depends on...
When do you feel like your time is being wasted? Like, I see so many women say, like, I'm not doing 2 years.
Well, it depends on how you value marriage and the quality of your relationship.
I'm talking to Tanya, not the general public.
This is how I feel about it. It depends on the person I'm with. Some people want to get married, some people don't.
Do you want to get married?
I want to get married.
So, I'm talking to Tanya.
I am safe.
Fake press right now. How long do you got being a girlfriend before you expect to be a fiance in a good relationship?
You're in a good relationship.
He's asking you you're in a relationship, Chris Browning.
I'm not dancing.
That's all.
You are.
You're in a relationship for a year.
Because you're not letting me finish the fucking sentence and then give me the reason. I don't want to get engaged right now because of where the relationship is.
So if he engaged, if he where asked you to get married to
him. Hold on.
Wait, no. Come on.
He cut me off. I was going to explain. He cut me off.
I know. Oh, go ahead. Wait, you just say you're not ready to get engaged. So if he engaged you tomorrow, you're going to say no, not ready yet.
Yep, he knows this too.
Okay, all right, now continue your thoughts. I just want to hear.
I was going to say it depends.
Why would you say no? Sorry,
knows,
I just want to ask that.
That's personal.
Okay, gotcha.
But
he's not ready.
Yo, season finale, everybody's in the hot seat, y'all.
We are next not month. Ready. Nah, he's not ready. We're not ready. But
don't
I'm
speak
saying
for
it depends.
That's a good way to clean it up. Damn, Nico, you got to get your shit up, bro.
Nico, get your shit together.
Keep washing cars, bro. What the fuck?
Go. Cause we gotta get the time.
DM him 3-4-5-8.
Go. Right, how long are you willing to wait? All right, go. Be quiet. Y'all. Let her go. Don't be long winded.
I don't have a time.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, Danny.
You're
in a beautiful relationship. Shout out to Bird Show. He
fuck
just died
you,
too. A little mini me, whatever. He's like,
I'm in a beautiful relationship.
You're in a beautiful relationship. How long are you willing to be the girlfriend before you feel like you're wasting time?
There is no time frame for me, but I don't want to be a girlfriend for 4-5 years, like, especially at my age.
Why, if you're in a beautiful relationship?
If I'm in a beautiful relationship, first of all, we're going to know exactly where we're heading and what we're going to do, because that's going to be a conversation at the end of the day. What the fuck is so funny?
So the conversation will be, what, in the beginning, the middle?
Nah, just conversations over time. At the end of the day, like, if I'm putting on the table, or you're putting on the table what you're looking for, I'm putting on the table what I'm looking for. I'm not saying, like, a year to me is not enough time to know how somebody acts, or, you know what I mean, how you live, all of that stuff. So, but for 4 or 5 years, I feel like that's a long time to be somebody's girlfriend.
4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Before, 4 or 5 years at your age right now.
Yeah, at my age right now.
Why is that a long time?
At my age right now, I'm not trying to be a girlfriend at 40.
Wow.
Why not?
Because that's not what I want.
So you'd rather be single at 40?
If that's what it, at the end of the
I'm
day,
just saying, which one?
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with being single. It has something to do with conversations and where, like, I put on the table, what am I looking for at that point in
so
time.
So would you walk away from a beautiful relationship? The guy worships the ground you walk on.
If he worships the ground I walk on, it shouldn't be a problem with taking it to
what?
The next
he
level.
He never asked you to get married. He never asked you, but he does everything for you. You never had to trust issues, no nothing out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he never asked you to get married.
Mm-hmm. Would I walk away?
He's on some, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Would you walk away
from him?
No.
You would try to pressure him to marry you?
No, I wouldn't try to pressure him to marry me.
Why
not
talk about how he values marriage? There's people
conversations.
There's some people thinking
so
it's a piece of paper.
Conversations. But would I walk away?
Like,
would I walk
away? Our group hates marriage.
We don't got it. I don't have nothing to do with our group. But would I walk away from a beautiful situation over a marriage? No. Marriage is.
So you will stay a girlfriend for 4, 5, 6 years? Because he treats you good.
I don't want to.
He treats you good.
I'm telling you, I don't want to. So if he treats me good and he treats my kids good, at the end of the day, if it's 4 or 5 years and you don't want to have and you don't want to take it to the next level, I'm going to already know that. Because that means I'm going to already know that because we already had a conversation. This is the fourth year. I'm telling you, just like I'm telling y'all, I don't want to be a girlfriend for 4 to 5 years. I'm already putting that on the table.
But that's pressure.
That's not pressure.
In
if you
four
can't,
or 5 years,
and
you,
my,
might, you might show a couple of things where he feel like, nah.
And he might show a couple of things. That just means that it's not meant to be. That's what the, that's how I look at it.
So you would break up with him?
Would I break up with him? No, I won't break up with him. But conversations need to be had so that if I'm telling you, we're having a conversation, we're in a relationship already. Mm-hmm. This is not the beginning and like, oh, whatever. We're in a relationship already and I'm telling you, like, look, these are the things that I'm looking for in a relationship. Not in a person, not your character, nothing. But like, you know what I mean? This is how my life is going and this is how I want it to go. There has to be some type of compromise because you're going to tell me where you stand and what it's like. It's like me wanting kids but and somebody still, else saying they don't want kids.
A time frame.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Tanya, are you giving people a time frame too?
No. Wait.
I said I don't.
She don't have it. Wait.
Go ahead.
She'll be a professional girlfriend. That's what's up.
It's not about being professional girlfriend. It's like why. The thing about time is that 3 years in one relationship is not the equivalent to 3 years in another relationship. Mm. You can have 3 years of growth and a beautiful time, and then you can have 3 years of bullshit. Because I'm with you 3 years, you gotta marry me? Mm-hmm. Why am I locking myself into that? Like, no. That's why it depends on the quality of the relationship. You can get engaged in 6 months and have a beautiful life. You can wait 6 years and... Yeah, as much as the time is a lot, like, that's not somebody you should be married to.
Okay, real quick.
That's all
stop.
I'm saying.
Rebuttal queen, stop.
rebuttal queen.
How long should engagement last?
He is.
Now, no, this I have an opinion on. If you're going to, this is what I have. This I definitely got a time frame on.
We'll talk.
Personally, it shouldn't pass 5 years. However, there should not be no pressure for a wedding. Because weddings are expensive as shit, and one of the leading causes of divorces is financial strain. So within the time we're engaged, we need to start mapping things out properly to set ourselves up financially, and the wedding should be, honestly, least on the list of priorities, but that's just me personally.
Okay. 5 years.
5 years. If you say you want to marry me, Danny? Let's just get fucking married. Don't drag this shit out.
Danny?
What was the question?
How long should an engagement last?
5 years is a long time. At the end of the day, when you are proposing to somebody, that means that you're ready to take the next step. So after you propose, that means that you should be planning and putting things in perspective for you guys to get married. So a year or two, I would say.
2 years tops.
Because why are you engaged for that long? Obviously, you wanted to marry me, right? So now we're putting a plan together so that we can move to the next level. Black. A plan ain't shouldn't last that long.
Black.
Sorry. The question was, how long should an engagement last?
Okay.
An engagement should last as long as you would like it to. Because at the end of the day, you see, people are so stuck on the fact that we're getting married. They're so stuck on the end game. They're not looking at the other little things that lead up to it.
Facts. Which is?
When you marry, your debt become the other person's debt.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes before you get married officially, legally, people are like, hold up, let's clear up this debt, fix up this credit, let's go do X, Y, and Z, and get X, Y, and Z ready to do X, Y. It's no, you know, a lot of people, the way a wedding is supposed to go, the way a wedding and a baby shower is supposed to go, you're supposed to get an envelope from everyone, and it's supposed to be enough to go get a to be a down payment for your first property. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's supposed to go. But since that's not the way it operates, because we just wear our Burberry shirts and show up and have collard greens and shit, since that's not the way it operates, then you have to look at it like you have to create a plan. And not only create the plan, but execute. Because you don't want to just marry just to sit. What, you're going to keep posting that you're married? What, you're going to change your Facebook last name? What is going to change? Nothing is going to change besides the back end. The part that people don't see, that's the most important part. Before you marry, before you come together, you got to clean up those closets. You know what I mean?
So you clean up those closets before you come together. Doesn't that mean that you should get that together before you even think about getting engaged? What is the purpose of getting engaged?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
What is the purpose
of
getting engaged?
The purpose of getting engaged is to show that person you're interested in a long-term relationship and you're planning to be there.
That is a
significant sign to say, hey, I'm planning to be here. We are interested in staying together long term. I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. That's like putting something on layaway. You know they're not going to sell it. You put money down on it. You said, hey, I want this. Now, however long you leave it on that way, that's on you. So you don't. But you saying, I want this.
So you don't think during the time that you're building with this person and everything that you guys should individually get your lives together so that way when you guys do prepare to be in the, like that engagement or whatever, everything is kind of, everything on your end is good, everything on my end is good. So when we actually do get engaged and you do, you know, present to me that you want to be with me in a long term, that now all we have to do is plan those long term situations. And damn not- it,
that's the formula to staying single. How? You're supposed to fix yourself when you're together.
Why?
As a team. Huh? What you mean why? Because you get into relationships, it actually gives you an extra boost, an extra bit of motivation.
So you fix yourselves while in a team, while you guys are together, but when you're single, you say don't date because you got to get yourself together. I'm confused.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's when what people usually say. You're supposed to get yourself together.
When you're single, yeah, hopefully you're a functioning adult. Hopefully you're doing things. Hopefully you're paying bills. Hopefully you're fixing up your credit on your own.
Those are things that you're doing.
But when you get with someone.
Those things should already be together.
Should I not date because my credit is not?
But we're not talking about dating. We're talking about engagement. No, should I not be engaged?
Listen, okay.
I didn't say that. But my thing is, you're saying that when you get married, your debt becomes my debt, and blah blah blah, and yada yada yada. So my thing is, when you propose, that means that you're ready to take the next step to be with this person forever,
and they are,
and you're putting it on layaway,
and the person is
okay. But there's a process called the relationship.
The average wedding costs $20,000. So if you're already in debt, why would you go in debt even more? $20,000 more.
Why would you go in debt and you planning on being with somebody, to your friends? Why would you
talking about debt and price? Yeah, because like I said, we continue this going in the comments and shit. Should the ring size and price matter in the engagement?
Like, no.
So you can get engaged with a little diamond.
Yes.
So he has 2 years to marry you, but the bullshit ring is okay.
If he knows me, he knows that he's not gonna give me a bullshit ring. Just like he know. Like,
why do women always say that?
That's stupid. That's secret for expensive.
Yes.
That's not secret for expensive. That's code word for give me a nice ring. That doesn't mean nicely looked. Let it look nice. Nobody's saying you gotta spend your last to get me a ring. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money to prove to me that you love me.
Why you can't spend 25 cents at a machine and just put a ring on your?
He can spend 25 cents at a machine, but it has to come with some good clever shit.
What?
Bottom line.
Stop.
Women always say that shit. They be lying.
I'm not lying. That's why they don't have rings.
So if you could buy me a little ass diamond and the shit could be $20,000, but the diamond could be whatever.
Women always say that. Women's favorite line.
Put your ring in the
camera.
This is a regular what's name ring?
No, put your engagement ring in the camera.
You can kiss my ass.
Women's favorite line is, if he know me, he wouldn't buy that cheap.
It's not about cheap.
All right, that's cold. That's a cold word for... Nah,
Spend that bread.
It has nothing to do with the bread. I'm not gonna ask you how much you pay.
He put a Cheerio on your finger, yo.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. He's gonna know.
Is it a price?
I don't have a price, but I do want something decent. I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't.
Why? Why you can't get married with a ring pop?
We could get married with a ring pop. We could sign papers, whatever. However, I value jewelry a certain way because it holds value. So, like, when I get somebody jewelry, I make sure I get something decent. That's my lame excuse. I'm just saying.
Bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Why does it have to be bullshit?
Because it is bullshit. She's wearing costume jewelry now.
Because I don't like it for myself. But if I buy you something, I'm going to buy you something good.
So, not for yourself. You're not going to treat you, but you'll treat the person.
I think more women would be married if they stopped
caring about rings.
I don't give a fuck about a ring because I never wanted to get married
before. I'm talking the truth.
So it was like, I never.
Look how God done worked out. You don't care about a ring, and you don't got one.
I know.
Ta-da.
Listen, more women would be married if they didn't care about the ring and a big wedding.
That's a fact.
If they took a fucking 99-cent ring and had happy and went to City Hall and got married, it'd be more people married.
But
women want the big-ass wedding.
The big-ass wedding. In 2 years. Go spend this $20,000, $30,000 in 2 years.
The nice fucking ring.
One nigga why it don't have to be a big wedding because I don't
why
like
you paying rent?
Not
why
saying
you
nigga
got to
go cheap for it, but it is way too much pressure.
But
you paying rent,
and it depends on...
You still got to take out to eat.
A chick
got
to go on
vacation. And then within that, within 2 years, spend $25,000
a stranger
wedding.
On the street and show her a friends. Nice ring and propose her and she'll say yes because she look at the diamond.
Fuck out of here.
That don't mean she love me.
No.
That don't mean she won't be
straight
that's
up.
Real.
Yes,
but
that's
me,
a fact.
But that to
that's,
me,
that's a fact.
No, that's not. That's not every single woman. Some women look for their dream wedding.
I Googled it while I was driving.
Oh my God. At the end of the day, all of that stuff doesn't matter as long as it's nice. That's how I look at it. I'm not looking at how much you pay for this, how much you pay for this, because the money is not what I care about. I care about the effort. I care about the thought and what you bought me or what
you
got
me.
You can't
care about the effort
how?
If you put a time frame on it. How you care about the
how?
Effort? You're not there giving is, them time to
how
to
I'm
put
not
on
giving
the
you,
show.
If you're engaged, that means that you thought about this. Yeah. I didn't say it should take a year for you to get engaged. That's not what I said. I said once you're engaged, you're planning on being married.
Okay.
So I already got the ring.
Okay,
He's asking about the ring.
All right, yeah, we asked him about the ring. We're gonna continue talking about the ring, but I want to put the question. I'm saying for the callers, the viewers are calling or whatever. So we talk about all aspects of engagements or whatever. So this
but they,
is it.
They didn't say a price.
No, no, we gonna continue talking about it, but we could talk about the next part too. The question. Alright, if your engagement falls through, should the woman return their engagement ring? So that's the call up question, y'all. Y'all call up. You propose to a woman. Fellas, do you want your ring back? Women, are you giving it back? That is the question for the call up. Alright, do you return the ring? So we can keep talking about all aspects of engagement, huh?
I gave back all of mine. I didn't want it.
Good.
Because it would have represented. I didn't want it in my life.
That's a beautiful thing.
How many did you have?
Good. That's a beautiful thing. Would you?
Yes.
Good.
You'll give the ring back?
Yes. So. Why am I keeping it? It's over.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
If you say it like that, if you say it like that, you know what I'm saying? Sushi, say no.
What are you doing? She could keep it, man. I don't want that shit back.
Word?
Yeah.
Well,
we go our separate ways. I just want to go. You know what I mean? Sometimes.
That's how I feel.
I feel like that'd be a reason to stick around, to fight for the ring, to fight for, I left my lucky penny in there, whatever.
It's a reminder.
I'm not doing all that.
Some people are petty, too. They just take it back just because they could take it back.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not
in all that. You know what I mean? I'm a real man.
I
pay all the bills. I'm a real man.
Don't get no job. All right, yo, that's the call-up question. But getting back to the, because we already got the call-up question. You can put the call-up question, too, with the number in the shit. To the price of the ring thing, I don't think you can't put no, they always say you can't put no price on love. But when it comes to the ring, women always have a price for the ring. And it shouldn't be that.
I don't have a price.
They always be like, oh, 3 months your salary, this, and that.
You
nah,
said
I should even say that shit. Like, 3 times your salary and some percentage. They really have a calculation for this
smoking
shit.
Crack.
That's absolutely, that should
they
be bullshit.
Crack.
If a man
these
wants
the same,
to.
These are the same people wearing Fashion Nova all day.
Eating at
BBQs. Bath, wing, costume, jewelry. Go sit down.
That's a fact. I'm
going to treat you the way you treat you.
That's a fact.
That was one, too. I'm going to treat you the way you treat you.
As a double.
You know what I mean?
To me, love don't cost money.
The
it
ring should match the way
but
you
women put
on
too
yourself.
Much pressure on men to get this nice, crazy ring. Because they want to, you know what? Women want to show off to their friends.
But it
so they can't show off no
us.
Bullshit.
It intimidates
us. It definitely
us.
Intimidates
so
men.
So now we don't even get the ring.
It intimidates
we don't
men.
Even do the gesture.
The man could be ready to marry you, but won't even have enough money so he don't feel confident enough to even propose to you.
Because
now.
He still got
to
pay
so
rent.
So now I have to wait another year or so to try to save up for you, but now the relationship might go down south.
He still
got to
pay rent. Cable 200, car note, insurance. He still got to take you out to eat.
And power about to come back. You got to add stars back.
Yeah, all this stuff is ongoing. And he got to mysteriously find money for the ring. And then within 2 years, find $25,000
to go have a wedding. I have to mysteriously find 3 months' salary
But for that ring.
Or put it on his credit card.
But people tell me I'm bugging when I say 5 years.
Uh-huh. It's crazy.
Somebody
it's
says
crazy.
5 years is crazy, but
five
when
years
you
what?
Engagement.
I said 5 years because I'm factoring realistic time frames and stuff like that.
But my thing is, you should be ready to get married once you propose. I don't feel
not
like there's a time. I don't feel like to me.
More people should go to City Hall then.
That's nothing wrong with going to City
that's
Hall.
Young man love
some
you.
People do go to City Hall. It's nothing wrong with
the
that.
The same time frame y'all giving, y'all was in relationships for longer than those.
And
time
that's
frames.
Why you learn your lesson. Right, I was in a relationship on. For a long time.
What's
at
a
the
long
end
time? Wait, 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 wait.
Come on.
Let's take our first caller.
Nah, he owe us a ring. We got to call him.
yeah, Brown Holy Water, who's calling?
He knew I didn't want to get mad.
Brown Holy Water, who's calling? Turn your PC down, whatever. Brown Holy Water, who's on that?
Yo.
What's up? Who this?
You know who this is. Stop playing.
Oh,
hey.
Shit.
Who this? Number one fan.
Yo, what's up, man?
I knew the caller question.
All right, yeah, go.
Okay, look, it goes like this. Ghostface said in the song, he said, I want that bag, I want that purse, and give me that rock on your finger. Oh, don't come off, then give me the whole finger then. Then my man Orange Juice Jones said, I went in the closet, I took back all the credit cards, all the shoes, mm-hmm. all the purses. Mm-hmm. It all goes back. If you don't want to give it back, I'm taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel. It all comes back. To me.
Everything comes back.
You're a smart man.
Everything. If I bought you a pair of 5 for $20 Victoria's Secret panties, I want them back. If I bought you some Converse, I want the laces back.
And this is
you petty.
This is a
you
pastor
petty.
Right
I want it all back.
This is a pastor speaking. This is
everything.
Sad.
If I put gas in your car, I'm siphoning it out. I want it all back.
That's a fact.
Everything.
That's
a fact.
Bring holy back to the wall.
Bring holy back. Let's go. Bring holy back to the wall.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't like that. I ain't that petty. But I think the ring should come back because, like I said, it's part of the agreement. We made a deal saying that we was going to get married. We never got married. You should get that back. I don't want
go,
all the gifts. I'm
gonna wear this ring with another nigga.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want
kinda
all these gifts. Oh, put it on a different hand. Like, what are you doing?
Women
like,
wear a lot of jewelry. Women wear a lot of gifts. Sometimes you could be sleeping on bed sheets that she bought with another man.
I mean, that's nothing. Bed sheets, bags, you can have all that stuff. But the sign that said of the relationship and the love, and if it's over, nah, send that back. Like everything else, I want. Like he said, cars. Nah, all that is irrelevant at the time. You know what I'm saying? But. We made a pact, said we was gonna do something and we didn't do it, so nah, fuck that. I need my shit.
We got another call.
We got another call, y'all. Yeah, boys.
Bring him in.
Brown Holy Water, who's on there? Hello, Brown Holy Water.
Okay.
Is that B?
Nah, all right.
You can hang up on him. But yeah, like I was saying, a lot of women go into new relationships with a lot of things from the old relationship. From clothing to jewelry to stuff in the
so
house
men.
And
men don't throw shit out.
I don't think men do. Men, I mean, what do men really get that they really be
oh,
a pair of sneakers or something
this.
Like?
Yeah,
like, men don't really get
anything.
Shit.
I'm
men
taking
don't
your
get
socks
gifts.
Back.
Yeah, men don't get gifts. You know what I mean? Women get gifts.
Yes, they do.
So y'all get gifts and carry it into a whole new relationship and wonder why the demons are still there.
My ex still taking pictures with his damn Movado
I'm not
watch.
Gonna lie.
You said what?
My ex still taking pictures with his Movado watch with his new girlfriend. I chuckled when I saw it.
Ooh. It's a watch. The watch can stay.
But he's the man don't get gifts.
Why? I mean, a Movado watch is not really a gift. That's like $300. That's not a gift.
I didn't pay Michael Kors
that one. That's
yeah,
a good.
That's a watch.
That's a decent size. I did not pay $300 for the one I got him. I can tell you that much.
I'm just
yo, she's selected.
She's not playing with you. Don't play with her.
Where's
don't
Nico
play
watch?
With her.
Hold on.
Where's Nico? Got a drone. Nico got. Anyway, that's let me.
Got another call.
So.
Brown Holy Water. Who's on there?
Hey, it's Charmaine. How are you guys?
Hi, Charmaine.
Hey, Charmaine.
Hey, Charmaine, what's going on?
What's up? Another question.
Go ahead. To the ring, nah, you got to give that shit back. Like, you can't keep a ring for a marriage if it didn't go through. Like, women get away with mad shit, but you got to get a ring back. It's not yours.
Tell us some of the things.
Agreement to get married. So once you agree to get married and y'all decide y'all not getting married, get that man back his ring. Because just like Tanya said, gold has value. So give him back his ring.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fact.
Charmaine, tell us some of the things that women get away with as you interestingly
man,
put it.
Get away with mad shit.
Like what?
Stop. You're trying to put me on the spot now.
I get away with everything.
I'll try to get you to snitch.
We don't get away with mad shit. Come on, look how many times we have conversations. You got chicks who want all their bills paid. Mm-hmm. They want him to treat her like royalty. Mm-hmm. They don't want to give the man nothing in return.
But yet,
and yeah, you're wearing Fashion Nova all day.
Uh-huh. And don't go to the gym.
And rainbow.
Come on.
And she won't even jump rope.
And your nails get on the treadmill. You got chip polish on your nails.
The treadmill free.
And your weave. And your weave.
Oh, y'all, nah, y'all not gonna keep going in. Fuck out of here.
But no, you, seriously, you gotta get a ring back.
It's, all right, thank you for calling, baby.
Thank you.
Later.
Right. I don't know. I'm big on symbolism also, cause I think that's the part of marriage I also value, just what is symbolic of, you know, you going before God and family and saying I vow myself to you for the rest of my life.
I could do that without marriage.
So for me, the ring, somebody giving you a ring is them symbolically saying, I choose you. So that's why I wouldn't want to keep it. Just with all of that. You can fuck you.
I'm singing a song. I choose.
Damn.
Wow. Thank God you ain't got no lemon on your head.
Yeah. So that. Danny, tell us about this ring that you want.
What ring that I want?
With the time frame,
we got time
today.
How much
should the ring
be? Don't play with me.
How much should the ring be?
Don't play with me.
How much?
There's no price on a ring. There's no price. I don't have a price. Like at the end of the day,
you do have a price.
It's the effort and the thought into the ring. That's the price.
Wait, Tanya, you said they know you, so
they know me.
How much is
it? It has nothing to do with court. I don't know.
Her what style. You mean?
Her style.
My style.
Her style.
You would know, not too crazy.
Jordan. A fucking Jordan symbol.
I like hearts.
With the diamond on the fucking.
I like hearts.
He got
you.
The diamond on the head.
As tomboy as I am, I like hearts.
Come on, Mike.
But it.
Come
it,
on, Space Jam.
It has nothing. The price isn't a love to me. Like,
she got to name her kid Space Jam. Come on, Space Jam. Space Jam always got.
You and your karate kid, like, shut the fuck up, all right? Wow. You, Chung Lee,
everybody
fucking Jet Lee.
Young California roll. Yo, Tanya, how much should the ring be?
I don't know.
How much was your last two rings?
They were back home, so
they were cheap.
No, they weren't.
Guyanese gold.
Which is very good gold.
Guyanese gold is not good gold.
Guyanese
gold is not
good
gold.
Don't even, motherfucker. All right,
how much was it?
We're not gonna do. I don't know the price of it. Asking the price of the ring.
How much you think it was?
I don't know.
She definitely went and got it.
Where's the picture? Drop a picture in the comments.
You got
it. I gotta go on my high five and get it.
Yeah, go on your high five and then put it in the comments for us.
You have a price in mind, though.
How much would you like Nico to spend?
I don't. He gonna spend what he want to spend. But he already said. He said I'm not giving. He told me if I get you a ring, it's not gonna be no bullshit ring. He's like, you're not gonna be my fiance with bullshit on your fingers. You crazy?
Oh.
He lied.
A lot
my
of
thing
words.
Is, as long
he
as it looks nice and it's valuable,
right. All right,
in
look,
type of way.
How do y'all feel about the that cluster ring?
Oh no, I can't get
what?
You can't
the ring
that
looked like a bunch of like diamond pieces, like chipped up diamond pieces.
No, that no, fuck no.
Wow. I don't care.
So if a man proposed to you with one of them, the diamond cluster rings, no, yes,
I don't care. I don't like
you,
them.
You no,
it's
but I don't care.
Look right in my finger.
It doesn't
matter. I tried
it. Danny over here accepting anything. I don't care. I like it still.
Facts.
It's not that I'm accepting anything. I won't just accept anything. There are certain things the person that I decide to marry would know me and know the type of things that I like. I'm very easy to please.
So
but
if you
I'm
don't
specific.
Like the ring,
how you very
are you
easy
going
to please? And you,
I am very easy to please. What? I'm very.
And she's single.
What has it? And I'm single. What does that mean? And that's by choice. Yes, it is.
Yo,
Jerry, don't make me put you on the spot.
You making me laugh, yo. What's wrong with you today?
Because you get on my fucking nerves.
You're crazy.
So listen. If they propose to you with a ring that you don't like, are you still you wanna say yes or?
In the proposal, you don't even look at the fucking ring, bro.
I will say, let me. I'ma be 100% honest.
Women looking at that ring.
I'ma be 100% honest. You're gonna see, probably because I wear my face, like you can see my emotions on my face. And I have facial expressions. So you will probably see if I like it or I don't like it, but I will still say yes. Yes, I will. Because at the end of the day, you went out of your way to propose to me. because
but
you love
me. People go out of their way to DM you, to try to contact you.
If I'm not feeling a vibe, I'm not feeling a vibe.
Wow. How you know the vibe is just a
word,
DM?
Just a DM.
If I don't know you, more than likely,
you're,
like,
you're
I'm not.
You're not
going
to know them. They're
I'm not, but if, exactly. My thing is, if I don't know you or nobody knows you, then you probably won't get my attention. I'm going to be 100% honest.
And
that
might be the
works.
Guy that has the ring.
It might be, but if you don't get my attention, then you're not that guy. It's that simple. Energy doesn't lie.
That's a good lie to give to tell you.
That's not a lie. That's the truth.
What if the energy do lie?
The energy y'all doesn't some lie.
Fucked up individuals.
The
like,
energy
alone.
Doesn't lie.
What do you mean?
Energy doesn't
Nico,
lie.
That's so, not
true.
Hold
that
on
is true.
Tanya,
you can feel,
you, said,
you can feel energy regardless on, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Just because somebody is saying certain things doesn't mean that they that you can't feel that energy.
Damn,
I can say fuck
you.
I can't think.
No,
right
no,
now.
No.
Because
she said energy doesn't lie. Sometimes energy does lie.
How does energy lie? How?
Sometimes it could be good energy, but it could be only like good sexual energy.
That's sexual energy. That's good sexual energy. Outside of that energy, you will feel the rest of the energy. If it's not hitting, you would know that. If the sex is hitting, you would know that. If your conversation isn't hitting, you would know that. Energy doesn't lie.
Mm. It doesn't lie, but it could confuse.
If you're not paying attention.
You usually don't pay attention when it's energy.
No,
it's
you
so
do
in,
pay attention.
So
yo, call up. We taking another
I'm
call,
energy,
y'all. We taking
so
like two more
attention.
Calls. Call
gotcha.
Up, y'all.
Tanya, when you said that,
ladies and gentlemen, would you return
Nico
the ring?
Wasn't ready. What are some
old.
Of the things he got to work on?
Would you ask for it back?
In order to be ready.
Ladies,
that's a conversation I have with Nico, not you.
Oh, got you.
She shut that shit right down, bro.
Shut you right down. She not
yo,
she was
she
late,
not,
but,
don't play with
it. But she seen it coming. She seen it coming. She seen it
shut
coming.
Shut your shit right down, my nigga. You had no shot.
She seen it coming. I was trying to get her earlier. Yeah, motherfuckers don't be paying attention.
She shut your shit right down.
So, you're saying that he got to do certain things and work on certain things.
I said
things
we, not he. You making it like it's about him. It's we. It's a collective effort.
Oh, all right.
Why you keep poking?
Uh-huh.
Why you keep poking?
Because I'm poking at anyone.
You poking at everybody today.
Yeah. Let's poke. About your hot seat last week. Was there any lies told?
Absolutely not.
So you kept everything a buck.
Cause Shanice said in the comments that when you said you and Bleak live together and you got a bachelor pad, Shanice said there's no bachelor pad going. Bachelor
that
pad
doesn't
going
mean
on.
That they don't live together.
That's,
he said it's a bachelor pad.
I never said that. No bachelor pad. There's
I'm
not no bachelor.
Get a clip of the fucking
Freak-a-leak,
shit.
Freak-a-leak is a happily married man in a relationship. Facts. Ain't no bachelor pad, baby. Facts.
But that's what she said because you said it's a bachelor pad.
No.
You asked him.
You want a bet?
I didn't say that.
You got
he
money to put
he
on
didn't
this?
Even answer.
I don't know.
He didn't even answer.
He didn't
that.
Even answer.
I didn't say
so
that.
Oh, y'all got
I
money
think
to put
Danny,
on this?
Danny said a bachelor pad.
No, I didn't.
No, somebody said
she
it.
Asked, was it a bachelor pad? Because he said he lives with Leek. And,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said no, because Leek has a whole family.
And
he didn't
he
say anything.
He said yes. Maybe his drunk ass didn't realize he said yes.
Maybe, but ain't no bachelor
and that's
pad,
why
baby.
She responded. She was like, ain't no bachelor pad over here.
But there was a
question. But that was a lie.
There was a question that was a little fishy.
First of all, it's not even no hot seat right now, bro.
Oh, it's not hot seat at all.
Hey, yo, for the season finale, y'all, everybody's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
All right, that's what y'all know. That is, I don't know, the third Sunday in June, Jalapeno Sunday, everybody's going to call. We're going to let y'all call up all show.
Third Sunday in May.
May, I'm sorry. That's the season finale. You know what I'm saying? We're having an event June 3rd since Black was already started.
My baby's birthday. My son's birthday.
Oh,
June
shit.
3rd, June
He'll
3rd.
He'll be 14.
Right back at it. Brunch
he pulling
party.
Up. Got some Yave for him. But our last episode, everybody's on the hot seat. We'll be taking calls all show. We might even,
we're
I don't even
to
know,
the
we might even
of
have
everything.
No warm-up time. We can just do it. We just
yeah,
want freelance
nah,
and talk.
Let's
no
talk.
Warm-up.
Everybody,
let's talk. No,
no
warm-up.
Everybody's on the hot seat.
Everybody.
Any call, ask anybody, any
nothing
question.
Is
like
off
this.
Limits.
Like
everybody going to have a shot glass.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to want to shoot.
Yeah.
That's over. It's lit.
And nothing is
you
off limits.
You bringing shot glasses for everybody?
Why I have to buy? I'm broke.
You
and
had
no,
a shot
you know
glass.
What's crazy?
We didn't have shot glasses.
I know
what's crazy. We pouring
no, listen,
cups
because
of shots.
I get this even more crazier.
I'm going to
bring sushi. You bring Nico.
Oh, shit.
Let's get it locked. Let's get it rocking. Let's get it rocking, son. I'm going to bring sushi. What's up? What's up?
Who we bringing?
What's up, huh?
Who we bringing?
You single. Danny going to be by himself. So, yeah, but I'm going to bring sushi.
Oh,
you bring
up.
Nico. What's up? What's up with it? I got questions for him. What's up with it? What's up with it?
Nico going to the house.
What's up with
come.
It?
Come.
Yeah, ring him with his little car wash shirt, level up. Yeah, tell us how to come out. Tell him, cause I got some questions for his ass. We gotta get to this guy, the bottom of this Guyana shit tonight.
Guyana.
Guyana. Guyana.
Yeah, man. I got an accent. I'm Haitian.
Guyana.
Yeah, I'm a bringer.
So yeah,
sushi
last,
coming.
That last episode should be real fun, you know.
Sushi coming, cause I know a lot of y'all got questions. Y'all can ask. She gonna be in her bag. She gonna be in her bag, son. I'm telling you.
We gonna need a translator that show.
Maybe.
Don't come for sushi.
Maybe we gotta add subtitles.
Now we got to. So sushi always dissing me. Right. I'm the ugliest nigga in the world. Sushi always wants to call me ugly every day.
Yo, she said some crazy shit. She said, "Yo, I gotta talk to her. I got a couple questions, but I said, bitch, what the fuck?"
She said,
"I said, bitch, what the fuck?"
Sushi called me.
Everybody love lie. Look at this shit. No, look at this shit.
Nobody love lie. Nobody love. So,
nobody love you no more? They quit? Now, last week, I'm not gonna lie. Last we did record breaking numbers. We did record breaking numbers.
I mean,
we did record breaking numbers. I'm not gonna lie. I don't want to toot your horn. But we did record breaking numbers last week.
It was a good show, man. You saved the best for last, you know, for a reason.
I mean, that's usually how it goes.
He still didn't top my first show.
What do you mean?
He did.
He did not.
He did.
I did.
He did not. Okay. My first show. Our max viewership was 140.
Uh-huh.
Overnight, in less than 12 hours, we hit 10K views without sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think y'all was sponsored.
La.
That's what I'm saying.
La's show has over 2,000 comments.
Okay, that's nice.
Just to let you know.
My engagement that's how was much, up that's on how my much own, and I was a guest, my guy.
That's how crazy it is.
Guest, my
you
know guy.
And guess what? It was all from Guyana, too.
I just got the PGT, too, from
Guyana. Loved me, son. I'm fire in Georgetown.
Like, I was, today, I had, like, reposted that I was going to be on the show for the Sunday.
Wow.
This is, like, a year.
For real?
Mine was,
you're lucky, man.
It's our anniversary.
Mine was December 4th. It was Nico's birthday 2 years ago when I did my first show.
What'd you get him for
his birthday? We were nowhere near each other that time.
Oh, gotcha.
There was, but he remembered the show because he was on his birthday.
Yeah, nobody gotcha, gonna call gotcha, her because all these girls gonna keep that ring.
Yeah.
Fuck him. I'm keeping that shit.
That's a fact.
I'm making earrings
step
out of that
one,
shit.
One, you gotta try to get it. Yo, you know what? Ladies, I'm gonna give you a secret before we leave. You gotta downplay marriage a little bit as far as your conversation. You can't put too much pressure on these men. When men don't feel pressured, when they don't feel like it's a big wazzy, guess what? He's going to start to save his little bit of money. He's going to start to, because he's not going to be embarrassed to present something to you. Remember this. And I'm, you know, Sushi Ring costs
give
a little
some
five.
Closing, her. Give him a little, closing statement, right?
A little five bands. But closing statement, yes, definitely don't put any pressure, because someone should feel welcoming when it comes to presenting something to you and not embarrassed. You know what I mean?
I don't
give no time frame. Don't give no pressure. I am Black Success. These are things that I do. June 3rd, we at the One Boutique Hotel. June 3rd, the Brown Holy Water Season 2 finale celebration. Make sure you're there. We're going to drop the link this week and the flyer. You already know what it is. It's on y'all. Y'all can take a side.
Tanya, let's go.
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting me. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting the podcast. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Nico. Level Up Car Wash, 347-356-4855. Body Gal Ting, 929-393-4995. Shoot, call, text, get your wigs, get your car washed. See you guys next week.
Shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Sneakers only, windbreakers and hoodies available. Y'all can DM me at your favorite tomboy on Instagram or inbox me on Facebook, Danielle Majette, and I'll take care of you. Thank you everybody for supporting so far. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Oh, it's your go. Sorry.
Yeah,
Handsome 15.
Thank you. Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook.
Humble 15.
Huh?
I said Humble 15.
I'm changing it soon. I'm very humble now. brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your shirts, hoodies. I think I'm gonna re-up one more time for the dad hats. I sold out twice already. So hit me, let me know what color you want before I go up and cop some more. Like Black said, June 3rd is gonna be our brunch day party, 2 to 10, One Hotel Boutique. We're gonna do it again. So clear that day up. You know what I'm saying? You got over a month now to clear that day up. And when we drop the tickets, it's going to be early bird. Make sure you jump on them fast. We won't hit nothing else after that.
Facts. And it's sponsored by El Jefe. El Jefe, the Mexican grill restaurant in Brooklyn, 1483 Fulton Street.
Owned by black people.
Only home by black girl. She from Coney Island. I respect her. The restaurant booming. And Yave, of course, going to be in the building. And, of course, lady, I got a big surprise for y'all. La's gonna be there the entire time. Make sure you pull up. And I also want to say thank you to La. The compliment he gave me last week was heartfelt. I just kept watching it.
I didn't even remember that.
Rewind. It was a great compliment. I was like this.
Well, when I asked like name one thing you like.
Yeah. I was amazing. But yeah, Brown Holy Water. Boris, you can play the video. Thank you very much.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. See y'all next week. Share y'all. Share it.
Wanting y'all to sing along, what we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown.